So was Bear able to practice today?
No, not today. He'll play in the game, though, but he didn't practice today.
What's he dealing with in terms of the severity of that?
It's not severe. He's fine. It's not severe.
So what gives you the confidence that he will play in the game? Just that?
Yeah, and all the medical people, himself, everybody, he's good. It's not anything anybody's worried about.
And along those lines, in terms of confidence, what gives you confidence that this offense is going to be motivated, engaged to go out and get one final win?
Just because these, what kind of guys we have on this team, you know, these guys like to play, and we've had a great year, and one last chance to go play together, and that's just who these guys are. You know, they show up every week, and that last game was a tough one, but we've showed up to compete every week, and we'll be there, and we'll compete again.
I haven't had the chance to talk to you since Kalani's extension, but what did that mean for this program, and just maybe the chaos that came with maybe the uncertainty, and then to have Kalani get that long-term extension? What did that mean from your vantage point for the program?
Well, I think it was just recognition of what a great job Kalani's done here as a head coach, and I think it helps sort of solidify, you know, recruiting. Helps you keep recruiting when your head coach has just signed a new contract, and I think he deserved it. You know, I mean, I'm just happy for him as a person, like that he's earned that, and then I think it helps the whole program just feel stable and. Gives us a good foothold to keep building and keep getting good players to come here.
Are you fairly confident there won't be any opt-outs aside from the two guys?
Yeah, I haven't heard of any yet. Uh-huh. I think everybody, as far as I know, everybody's excited to play in this game. That's like today we had everybody out here at practice dressed, and you know, like Bear didn't practice today, but he will. And if we had a game today, he could have gutted it out and played today, you know, but so I don't know of any.
Speaking of that game, was there any thought because of Bear's condition of going to a backup?
No, it wasn't. I mean, he was a little banged up, but I think the adrenaline and everything, he was like, he kept saying, no, I'm good to go. And so we never really got to that discussion, no.
How glad are you not to have to face Texas Tech's defense again?
Yeah, that's a good defense. I mean, we're all disappointed we didn't play better, and we made, you know, the self-destructive mistakes in the fourth quarter were hard to watch, but there are times where you have to give the other team credit. That's a very good defense. It's maybe the best defense I've coached against in my career, and it gives us a good, you know, measuring stick of where we have to get to actually win that game next time, you know, and work our way back up to that opportunity again and try to win it. Good defense, very good.
As far as Georgia Tech, what do they present defensively? What have you
seen? Yeah, they play really hard. They're tough, and they do a lot of different things. They have really good pressures. I mean, they disguise their pressures very well, and they come at you from all different angles. And you know, they were ranked as high as sixth or seventh this year, I think. You know, this is a good team. So very well coached.
How deep are you guys into game prep, basically?
Today was our first practice of the game plan. Uh-huh. So, we have about half the game plan done, and today was the first practice of it. We're going to practice again tomorrow and just keep building.
How are the guys as far as it looked like you might play Notre Dame? You obviously got the disappointment of not going to the CFP.
Yeah.
What's kind of the morale or the vibe of the guys regarding going to the Pop-Tarts building?
The vibe I've gotten is everybody's excited to play. I mean, this team, these guys like football. They like to play, and they will show up and play anywhere. You know, put the ball down out there in the parking lot, we'll come out and play. That's been this team's sort of mentality the last 2 years that I've been with them. And you know, regardless, like last year we played Colorado, we were super excited to play, and we'll be excited to play again this time against Georgia Tech.